to Texas now, where Fort Worth police shot and killed a black woman inside her own home over the weekend. They were responding to a non-emergency call by a neighbor who was worried because the woman's door was open. The family's lawyer says Tatiana Jefferson was playing video games with her nephew when she was killed. Christopher Connolly from member station KERA joins us now from Fort Worth. And Chris, this happened early Saturday morning around 2:30. Tatiana Jefferson is at home with her nephew. A neighbor calls the police. There is body cam evidence here, so we know investigators will be going through that. But what else do we know about what happened next?
They were responding to a welfare call from a neighbor who had been concerned that the doors were open at her house. And so they were going around, and you can actually see in the body camera evidence that's been released, you can see the police officer going around, checking out the house with his flashlight and going around to the back. Very quickly, he shifts up and looks at the window and sees her there, tells her to put up her hands, and then shoots.
Yeah, and he does not announce himself as a police officer. Also, some more context here is that this is the seventh time since June 1st that Fort Worth police have shot a civilian. Six of those people have died. What are police saying about this?
The police are saying that they're moving swiftly with the investigation. I mean, they're calling the Fort Worth Police Association. The police union has called the circumstances pretty heartbreaking. But so far, they haven't released a ton of information about exactly what might happen to the officer or how they're viewing it, or if this will be turned over to the district attorney's office for a criminal investigation.
The department did release a statement that said the officer was perceiving a threat and that the officers found a firearm, a gun, when they entered the home, but not that Jefferson was holding the gun at the time of the police shooting. They also released a photo of it in the house. But here's the family's lawyer, S. Lee Merritt, yesterday saying he wanted to dispel any negative image that police might be trying to paint of her.
On the night that she was killed, she was playing Halo with her 8-year-old nephew, Zion. This was her great joy, spending time with her family. This is how she spent her life.
A lot of people have guns legally in their homes in Texas and around the country, and they have the right to use it if they perceive a threat inside their own home. What kind of unanswered questions are there on this issue?
Well, the number one is, you know, did she have the gun in her hand? Police haven't been able to say whether or not she did. As you point out, Texas is a state where lots of people own guns. It's an open carry state. You know, she was in her home in the middle of the night. So if she had a gun when she heard something rustling around in the back, it may not be totally unbelievable that she would have reached for the gun or had the gun with her while she was going to investigate. But, you know, none of that is known quite yet. And police really haven't been able to clarify, you know, why they released the photograph of the gun in their initial sort of statements on the shooting.
Well, people are learning about this case and drawing comparisons to the case of Botham Jean, who was shot and killed by a white Dallas police officer inside of his home. That officer, Amber Geiger, was just sentenced to 10 years in prison. What are you hearing? Are people drawing any comparisons to these two stories?
Absolutely. I went to a vigil last night, actually at a mosque right next door to the house where Tatiana Jefferson was killed. And there were a couple hundred people there, at least, most of them African-American. There was a lot of shock, a lot of sadness, but also just a lot of anger and people saying that they don't feel safe calling the police. They say this is another incident that sort of shakes any kind of trust the African-American community has in police departments, and that this is a larger issue than just each individual shooting, that there's a larger sort of systemic problem when it comes to policing in America, is what a lot of the activists were saying. And they, you know, many of them also pointed to, you know, not just Botham Jean, who was killed in his own home, and Tatiana Jefferson, who was killed in her own home, but this recent series of police shootings in Fort Worth as well.
Well, in fact, the neighbor who called the police over the weekend was telling TV News that if he hadn't called, she would still be alive today. That was Christopher Connolly in Fort Worth, Texas, with member station KERA. Chris, thanks so much.
Sure thing.